Week 16, headed to Denver, and got a tough defense, of course, to prepare for and then go compete against. Any questions?
You expected them to be a little bit stung in the fact that you were able to run on them like you did. I mean, that's one thing you almost never, as a defense, you almost never want to see happen, is to be physically dominated like that.
Well, they're an excellent defense. They come to play every week, and they'll study the Sunday night game just like we have studied it, and I'm sure they'll make adjustments, and we'll want to play better than we did on Sunday night also, you know, for sure.
What did you see out of DeAndre? Kind of, he had a few weeks where he wasn't, you know, wasn't active, wasn't involved, and then boom, he explodes like that in the second half.
He definitely exploded. The quickness and dynamic speed that he showed, we definitely needed it, and it was fun. He got the hot hand, and we just kept riding him, so that was great. He's done a nice job. He wasn't active due to the numbers, only dressing 46 guys. And then when Carl hurt his toe a little bit and then special teams came into play, there's a number of factors on who you dress and who the 46 guys are that get a uniform. So it's great to have him out there, and he's really contributing, obviously.
You were a backup quarterback in this league for a while. I mean, what is Matt going through? Can you kind of relate to what he's going through this week?
A little bit, but he's it's been a long time. I'm trying to think back that long. But he it's a great opportunity for him. You know, he gets – even as a backup, you definitely have the butterflies. You prepare like you're playing, and then a lot of times you don't get to, you know, exercise those butterflies on game day. And this week he's going to get to. He's going to get a chance to go out there and cut it loose and immerse himself in the ball game, which is really what all players live for.
How much different is it when you, you know, obviously you jump into a game when a guy gets hurt, things are probably going a mile a minute, but once you have that whole week to prepare and go into that next start, how much different is it?
Distinctly different. Distinctly different. You prepare and can anticipate the entire game, you know, evolving in front of you. So it's a different mindset.
He had impressed the previous staff enough to that he was kept as an undrafted free agent over a fourth-round draft pick. He started some games. What jumped out at you guys about him when you came in?
Similar attributes. Fiery, passionate, you know, competitive, can really throw. Sees things before they happen. Great instincts. He's played a lot of football. So, you know, he belongs here, and we're glad that he's part of our team for sure.
How's Connor Cook come along since the beginning of the year? I mean, we obviously haven't got to see him since the preseason, but he's obviously developed at some along the line.
Yeah, doing a nice job there with the scout team. Yeah, he's been developing like a typical rookie. He's trying to absorb everything. There's a lot going on, you know, for the rookies, so he's doing his best he can, and we're really pleased with him.
Is his role more difficult this week? And does he have to know Denver's offense to run the scout team and prepare to play?
Well, it's a little bit like Matt's been doing the whole year,
yeah.
You know. So there's barely enough work for two quarterbacks, let alone three, you know, during the week of practice. So Connor's been getting just scraps the whole year. You know, he's been getting Matt's scraps. Now he gets a good, healthy dose of scout team reps, which is more fun than watching, obviously.
Will you be confident in Connor if he's called upon in the playoffs to step in there? You think he's ready?
Oh, you bet. Yeah. He's done a nice job showing what he can do in practice, so definitely.
There was some concern back around draft time about his footwork on shorter passes. I mean, is that corrected?
Yeah, his footwork looks to be pretty sound. Yeah. Yeah.
What similarities are you between Derek and Matt as far as game plan, what he can do, and
Yeah, I think we're going to stay pretty much with our stuff, and the other 10 guys will be used to those concepts too, his teammates, and you know, very similar. We may have a minor tweak, quarter turn here and there, but very similar to what we've been doing these previous 15 weeks.
Yeah. Would it be a stretch to say then that facing Denver would be actually a good opponent for Matt to face, considering the success you had running the ball last time?
Yeah, I think Matt's paid attention to all the 15 games we've had previously, so you know, we're hoping to be able to run it against each and every opponent, but we'd love to replicate what we've done the last 4 weeks, and especially that Sunday night. Love to be able to stay balanced. That's the best way to attack each and every defense we see.
You talked about Rodney being the second quarterback on the field. Is he a bigger load this week? Is it back playing, or how does the possibilities change for this week?
Probably not bigger, but equally as important. You know, Matt's in all the meetings. Matt goes through all the simulations that we do and the meetings on the field, the stand-up meetings, the sit-down meetings. So He and Rodney already have a super rapport, just as Derek has with Rodney too. So should be seamless, fortunately.